Disc 3.
Chapter 8. The next morning began with a colourful and lengthy sunrise, which Sunny saw from her hiding place at the bottom of Nevermore Tree. It continued with the sounds of awakening crows, which Klaus heard from the library in the barn, and followed with the sight of the birds making their familiar circle in the sky, which Violet saw just as she was leaving the inventing studio. By the time Klaus joined his sister outside the barn, and Sunny crawled across the flat landscape to reach them, the birds had stopped circling and were flying together uptown, and the morning was so pretty and peaceful that as I describe it, I can almost forget that it was a very, very sad morning for me, a morning that I wish I could strike forever from the Snicket calendar. But I can't erase this day, any more than I can write a happy ending to this book, for the simple reason that the story does not go that way. No matter how lovely the morning was, or how confident the Baudelaires felt about what they had discovered over the course of the night, there isn't a happy ending on the horizon of this story, any more than there was an elephant on the horizon of VFD. "Good morning," Violet said to Klaus, and yawned. "Good morning," Klaus replied. He was holding two books in his arms, but nevertheless he managed to wave at Sunny, who was still crawling toward them. "How did everything go with Hector in the inventing studio?" "Well, Hector fell asleep a few hours ago," Violet said, "but I discovered a few small flaws in the self-sustaining hot air mobile home. The engine conductivity was low due to some problems with the electromagnetic generator Hector built. This meant that the inflation rate of the balloons was often uneven, so I reconfigured some key conduits. Also, the water circulation system was run on ill-fitting pipes, which meant that the self-sustaining aspect of the food centre probably wouldn't last as long as it should, so I rerouted some of the aqua cycling."
"Ning,"
Sunny called, as she reached her siblings. "Good morning, Sunny," Klaus said. "Violet was just telling me that she noticed a few things wrong with Hector's invention, but she thinks she fixed them. Well, I'd like to test the whole device out before we go up in it, if there's time," Violet said, picking up Sunny and holding her. "But I think everything should work pretty well. It's a fantastic invention. A small group of people could really spend the rest of their lives safely in the air. Did you discover anything in the library?" "Well, first I discovered that books about VFD rules are actually quite fascinating," Klaus said. "Rule number 19, for instance, clearly states that the only pens that are acceptable within the city limits are ones made from the feathers of crows. And yet rule number 39 clearly states that it is illegal to make anything out of crow feathers. How can the townspeople obey both rules at once?"
"Maybe they don't have any pens at all," Violet said. "But that's not important. Did you discover anything helpful in the rule books?"
"Yes," Klaus said, and opened one of the books he was carrying. "Listen to this. Rule number 2493 clearly states that any person who is going to be burned at the stake has the opportunity to make a speech right before the fire is lit. We can go to the uptown jail this morning and make sure Jacques gets that opportunity. In his speech, he can tell people who he really is and why he has that tattoo."
"But he tried to do that yesterday at the meeting," Violet said. "Nobody believed him. Nobody even listened to him."
"I was thinking the same thing," Klaus said, opening the second book, "until I read this."
"Tao he?"
Sunny asked, which meant something like, "Is there a rule that clearly states that people must listen to speeches?"
"No,"
Klaus replied. "This isn't a rule book. This is a book about psychology, the study of the mind. It was removed from the library because there's a chapter about the Cherokee tribe of North America. They make all sorts of things out of feathers, which breaks rule number 39.
"That's ridiculous," Violet said.
"I agree," Klaus said. "But I'm glad this book was here instead of in town, because it gave me an idea. There's a chapter here about mob psychology."
"Was he?"
Sunny asked.
A mob is a crowd of people, Klaus explained, usually an angry one. Like the townspeople and the Council of Elders yesterday, Violet said, in Town Hall, they were incredibly angry. Exactly, Klaus said. Now, listen to this.